This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome to the Council's Connection Show for our March. My gosh, how did it happen to we get here already? The year is rolling by, and I'm definitely feeling community. I don't know about you guys, if you're listening, but I am feeling it the last few days. I've definitely got the thongs on, for sure. We've got a jam-packed show this month. We've got a lot of sustainability and some great community events happening as well. I guess today, Amy and Julian talking about the Active Energy Precincts project. Find out, we've got Leslie and Chelsea from Ecotopia talking about the, from ECOS, talking about Ecotopia Festival. And then Peter from Permaculture Yarra Valley talking about the Permaculture Week events. And after that, we've got Natalia and Nick talking about the youth programs and events happening in the Yarra Ranges. And following that, we have Joe from Eastern Volunteers talking about the Volunteer Expo. Also catching up about what's happening at the Yarra Centre in Yarra Junction. So great community events there happening as well. And lastly, we have Judy from the Libraries. What a show. Welcome. Hope you're well. And first off, welcome, Amy. Welcome, Julian.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think, Julian Chain, last time you were on the show, so was Peter. So was this same time last year. It's just sustainability week, it feels like.
It's a bit of a coincidence, eh?
Yeah, it is. It is. So you hear that talk about Active Energy Precinct Project. What is that?
Yes, that's a very good question, Michael, and I'm very glad you asked that question. So Active Energy Precincts is a microgrid feasibility study, and Amy is going to tell us just a little bit about what a microgrid is, first of all. Is that okay, Amy?
Yeah, of course, of course. So Victoria has an energy grid that is an interconnected network for electricity delivery from producers to consumers across a wide area. A microgrid is a scaled-down version of an energy grid, operating at a much more local scale to connect businesses and homes to local energy resources such as solar panels and battery storage, which is pretty cool.
Well, what a great explanation, Amy. Thank you very much for that. I guess one of the things that got us really interested about microgrids is how communities can get back up after a major event like a storm. So many people would be very familiar with the June 9th storms last year, where some people in the Upper Yarra and the Yarra Valley and particularly the Anthong Ranges were out without power for many weeks. And what we're hoping that if we had microgrids available, we can keep some of those communities afloat. So energy resilience is a key thing here. So we've entered a collaboration with Monash University, who are leading the study, and Amy has joined us as part of the team. So Amy, can you tell us a little bit more about the role that you will be playing in this project?
Yeah, sure. So I'm currently, it's my second week, so I'm a newbie to council, but I'm doing all the stakeholder and community engagement for the project. So bringing together our project team and connecting with interested people within our local townships. So at the moment, we're reaching out to larger stakeholders in the commercial space that might be interested in the project, specifically places like the Yarra Centre in Yarra Junction and the Memo in Hillsville. And in coming months, I'll also be engaging with smaller businesses and local residents in the two townships to see how they could be engaged and, what they'd like to see out of the project. So very exciting. Get to talk to everybody.
So apart from enabling small precincts to act in an off-grid situation when the power is out, Amy, can you let us know what some of the benefits are of having a microgrid when a microgrid is not off-grid?
Yeah, of course. So even when a microgrid is connected to the wider energy grid, it's really great with having potential to lower energy costs, so using solar just the power of nature. And it also lets us move away from a reliance on fossil fuels. So if we can use this solar energy and batteries, we're not so reliant on coal-fired stations and things like that, which is really cool.
Thanks, Amy. And if people want to get in contact with the project team at Yarra Ranges, who do they call or who do they email?
They can email sustainability@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au and I'll reply as soon as as I can. And we'll also be creating a page on the council website with all the information that anyone could need. And yeah, that will be up soon, so keep an eye out.
So certainly Amy and I are available to answer any questions that people may have about this microgrid feasibility study. Yep. And I'll probably add that after the study finishes in about 12 or 13 months' time, we might be able to go to the next stage and actually implement it if we find some suitable grant funding. So that's that's another stage, but we're probably a couple of years off that now. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to get in contact with either myself, Julian, or Amy, just send us that email at sustainability@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
Thank you so much, Julian. I mean, and it's really exciting. I know people have heard stories of storms where, particularly in the hills, where people have been out of power for a while, but a few residents there who had already had solar and a battery still in their house, they were able to maintain power and also be able to host and help out people out in the well. So this is a great initiative, sort of particularly around the events we have in the area, but we have power just often as well. So using those great facilities we have, like the Yarra Centre, great, lovely big roof, lots of space there for solar panels as well to make it more sustainable. And, you know, if we have those events in the future, that we have to have some really power off-grid for as long as we need, which is fantastic for all the community.
Definitely. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you so much. And our next guest is Leanne and Chelsea from ECOS. Welcome, Leanne. Well, welcome, Chelsea.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for having us, Michael. Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much. And talking about, you know, sustainability, and ECOS is the home of sustainability in the Upper Yarra. And you've got the Ecotopia Festival coming up very soon.
Yep. So, yeah, Ecotopia is on Friday the 18th of March. And this year we've decided to join forces with the Valley Market ECOS, which is on every Friday. And so it's going to run a bit later. So the market and Ecotopia will run from 3:30 to 9 p.m. with lots of stalls, live music, children's entertainment, and lots more. So we're also going to be the opening for Permaculture Week in the Yarra Valley.
Yes, 18th of March at ECOS. And you mentioned too, like, you have, every Friday of the markets there as well.
That's right.
So you can find out more as well. So tell us a bit more about what people expect on the 18th. What's going to be happening there?
Do you want me to speak to this again? Yeah. We've got so we thought it made sense to combine with the market because, you know, they're already there and it's such a great asset. But, you know, added to that is, I guess, the stage events. And we've got the Dreaming Space Circus located at ECOS now too. So there'll be a circus and magic show for the kids. And, Eastern Regional Libraries are doing story time. And, yeah, on the stage we've got Arnie Kim Wandon will be opening the show, and Little Yarra Steiner School Ensemble will be there, and the Mayor, Jim Childs, is going to tell us about what's happening in sustainability. And we've also got AWOL Monks, which Leanne happens to feature as one of the two people in AWOL Monks, and Mr. Manifold on the Resolution, and headlined by Gunga Giri Band, and Gunga's a world-renowned Aboriginal artist, so it's very dancey, and I think it's full moon or close to, so, yeah.
And don't forget the Ecotopia Band, which is the Ecotopia special.
At the theme song by the Magic Forest Fairy.
And is it such a beautiful place at ECOS too, like in the side, the circus tent there is spectacular, stage outside as well. So if you haven't been down before, it's a beautiful venue to check out as well.
Yeah, there'll be over 40 eco stalls. Local produce, food for dinner, wine, whiskey, smoothie cycle,
all the adventure
ice creams.
Yes.
Vegetables grown on site here at ECOS.
Yeah.
You'll be able to walk through the community garden, sorry.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful. And so, what year is this for Ecotopia? Because it's been going for quite a while now.
Oh, goodness. I'm
putting you on the spot, haven't I?
Well, it's over 10 years. I'd say 11, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say. It's been hard because we've had to cancel a couple and, but in the organising, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Over 10.
Definitely over 10, yeah, because it started before I moved out here.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing. So you keep going. And yeah, you had some particularly tough years, but you've done amazing work, particularly at ECOS in the last, through COVID, starting the market there on Fridays, which has been so essential for so many community members to be able to get fresh produce as a farmer's market, but also connect up in a safe place and still be able to see friends and family and stay connected to the community as well. So it's a beautiful market. If you ever get a chance to go down on Fridays, check it out. It is well worth it, a visit, and great to have combined with the Ecotopia Festival as well. And so on the market on the 18th, what's the start time?
3:30 till 9 o'clock. So the market starts 3:30 every week. Normally it's 3:30 till 6, and we'll go a bit longer with live music entertainment on Friday the 18th of March. And if you do want to just pop in on any Friday, it's 3:30 till 6, and you can find local produce with veggies. There's fruit from Milganics and other dairy goods. We've got bread, wine, and you can get tacos for dinner, as well as hot chocolate. And
hot chocolate and tacos, you're winning.
Mm-hmm. So they will all be at Ecotopia, but they're here every Friday as well. And there's even some lovely felt in from a craft lady called Heartfelt, so you can come and get some kids' toys as well.
That's wonderful. And the big question is, how much is it to attend? What's it cost?
So it's $15 an adult. Sorry. $15 an adult, $10 concession or First Nations, and kids, anyone under 18 is free. If you have a problem with money, though, you can just say that, and people could donate or volunteer, or just coming is the main thing. Being able to, it's accessible, But we do appreciate the money.
Yes. a lot of work and a lot of effort and money goes to these events too. So whatever you can do to contribute really goes back into supporting community events like that as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you mentioned briefly, volunteers are very much welcome.
Yes, so besides attending, how else can people support the event?
You can volunteer any time at ECOS. It takes a lot to set up and pack down, doesn't have to be on the day, but volunteering at events and volunteering, there's many areas to volunteer, in our Crops for Community program or Upcycles Hub or the Community Garden, the building of the food forest, and there's a million different ways. So it everyone's skill set will match in some way, I'm sure. Yeah, they just contact allabilities@ecos.org.au, and that's how you do it.
And if you want to find out more about ECOS, you can go to our website, which is ecos.org.au.
Lovely. And also find you on Facebook as well at ECOS.
Yes, Yarrabella ECOS on Facebook.
Yeah, it's great place to follow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just also wanted to thank Yarra Rangers Council for their funding and supporting us so we can run things like Ecotopia.
Yeah. Everyone ECOS is doing amazing work there, and it's great to see, be able to support organisations like yourselves. Just amazing work. And like you said, Chelsea, so many projects happening at ECOS there. So it's really an opportunity for anybody to get involved. You work with the schools as well. So much to talk about.
Yeah. Julian Guest wants to say something.
Julian, welcome back. Jump in.
I was trying to do a thumbs up actually to Leanne's comment about council being but thank you, Leanne. I'll say that in person anyway. Thank you very much to acknowledge the work that council is doing supporting ECOS. I'm very proud to support ECOS on the Committee of Management. So well done, Leanne and Chelsea. Keep the up the good work.
Thanks, Kelly.
Council support ECOS with us having Julian and the mayors on our committee, and also with a partnership agreement, but also one for Ecotopia especially as well. So we do feel very supported, and very grateful.
and do a lot of hard work as well. And look, good segue there if the Ectopia was a part of the grants community successful applicant as well. So they're an annual grants process. And it's open in July, up to $10,000 for community events, for arts, for economic development, and for community development as well. So if you do have a thought around something you'd like to do, like events, like could be small or large, there is funding through council annually for that as well. So you'll hear more probably at the next show about applying and all as well. So again, Ecotopia, Friday, the 18th of March, 3:30 p.m. at ECOS. So much to do. And also... Hey. Every Friday, 3:30 at ECOS for Market Tutored. Enjoy some food, connect with people, and find out more about volunteering.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Chelsea. Thank you, Leanne. And Ecotopia is the launch of the Permaculture Week, and we have Peter from Permaculture Yarra Valley here with us too. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I'd like to talk about what we're doing for the rest of the week after Ecotopia.
Yes, what else is happening for that week?
Okay, on the Saturday, the 19th, we've got a full-day seminar on regenerative agriculture, and that's all about a process, I guess, of land management, which takes the ecology into account and is good for the environment. It is productive and basically it's all about improving, the basis of it is improving the soil so that we have healthy soil, we have healthy crops, we have healthy animals, we have a healthy environment. And we've got four guest speakers on the day, on the Saturday. It's held at ECOS. We've got Professor Yin Paredes. He will talk from an Indigenous perspective and, you know, looking after the land. We've got Stuart Ryder, a local permaculturist. He's had his own market garden for a number of years, and he'll be sort of giving an introduction into what regenerative agriculture is all about. We've got Rowan Hoare, who is Melbourne Water land manager or liaison manager, and he'll be talking about what Melbourne Water is doing in that area, because I guess if you're environment is good, the waterways will be good, you know. So it's an environmental approach. And we have probably an expert on soil ecology named Chris Allenson. He's been studying soil for 40 odd years. He lectures on the subject. He'll be giving a talk, and then we'll do a walk around ECOS, and he'll actually, you know, demonstrate how good or how bad the soil is at ECOS. We'll have a question and answer, you know, panel discussion and network opportunity. So it's a full day on the Saturday, the 19th.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah. Huge lineup, some great, you know, really nationally, internationally known speakers there. And so it's really phenomenal. I guess a lot of people up here have large properties to look after. Also, that they'll let you learn about. If you have a small block yourself, it's really, you can look after, no matter how much soil you have, you can obviously, a little garden patch is enough to make sure you keep the soil healthy and really understand how best to look after land. But also, you said, yeah, that healthy waterways, a healthier environment as well.
That's right. And the good news about it is it's $10 entry. Tickets are available online now. If you go to permacultureyarravalley.org and go to the events page and scroll down, you'll see everything that's happening, and there's a link to actually book a spot. And tickets are selling already, so it should be a great day.
Yeah, so get in early, because it is a very popular... Well,
definitely get in early, because last year, I think, when I was on the show, I think half the events were booked out.
Yes, it does, yeah.
They're not booked, none are booked out yet, but anyway, there are limited numbers. So I encourage people, if they're interested, to find out about it online. That's the Saturday. On the Saturday afternoon, our friends at Wild, who are the Warriella, Coddles Creek, Yarra Junction and Launching Place and Don Valley Progress Group, or the Township Group, are having their mini market at the Don Valley Hall. in Old Battery Road. That's from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. So they'll have a number of stalls with plants, with crafts, good coffee, a bit of entertainment. So, and that's running in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful hall there and a great community group too. So they've been running their season markets. This will be their August market as part of permaculture, and it's definitely worth down next door to Don Valley Primary School, Sydney Halbish Hall. Beautiful spot. So definitely worth checking out as well.
That's right. That's right. The following Tuesday, the 20th of March, we have a site visit to an urban property in Kilsyth where the owners have, in the last year and a half, done a major remake or redevelopment using the permaculture principles and permaculture design. And that property will demonstrate that they run chickens, they've got a little food forest, they've got garden beds, different types of garden beds on display. And that will just give people an idea of what can be done in a urban, in a just a normal, I guess, house block in suburbia. Yes. And that, now numbers are limited on that. So if people want to go, I encourage you to book. It's a $5 fee, basically. But there's only so many spots available. And that's on the Tuesday night, evening, probably 5 o'clock-ish.
Sounds brilliant too. And so our final, a little time left. What's the last highlight for you for the permaculture?
Running out of time? I've still got a couple more. On the Wednesday, we have a site visit to a small farm that's implementing regenerative agriculture principles. And they run a herd of goats and they make cheeses and goat soap. And that's going to be a really good one. That's at 5:30 in Macclesfield. Again, details are on the website. The Thursday night, we're doing a urban foraging walk and talk. I have Anna Nana, who is a Indigenous local, will be taking a group through a area in the Yarra Valley. I'm not sure where yet. She has to confirm that with me. But we're looking at what foods occur naturally. So foraging for food, what plants. And there are a lot of edible weeds out there. People don't like weeds, but weeds are probably a plant that's just growing in the wrong spot.
Yes.
Based on what we think anyway,
Yes.
So, yeah, but, there's lots of edibles there. So that, again, that is booking up. So please go to the website. I think there's a $20 fee to bring her out here. And then the last event is Sunday the 27th of March, and that's a tour of the edible forest at Dixon's Creek. And again, we had that last year and it was sold out, so we're running that one again, and I think it's limited to 30 people, and I think there's a $20 fee. Basically, they have implemented a forest that takes up about an acre of land, and it is all edible food. Edible and a few medicinal food, plants. And that's now been established 7 or 8 years, maybe a bit more. And that is an amazing example of what, I guess, permaculture and what regenerative agriculture is about, in that, we're working with nature to get a productive, nutritious food, and we are, I guess, also enhancing the environment.
Yeah, it's an incredible lineup there, and particularly that last one. So people need to get in quick. They do sell out. They sold it last year, and they will sell this year. So if any of that sounds of interest to you, you go, permaculture.org, yarravalley.org.
permaculture.yarravalley.org.
Thank you, Peter.
The last bit I want to say is Permaculture Yarra Valley we're in our 30th year this year.
So we're going to
have a big celebration in September when it's our birthday. I've only been involved for 5 years, but, just watch out for a big party, and we'll have more events as the year unfolds.
Well, we'll definitely have to come back before September to tell us more about that celebration. That is incredible. Thank you so much, Peter.
No problem. That's a pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Council's Connection Show for March. And our guest today, this is our little middle session now, which is our Youth Voice session. And we have Natalia. Hi, Natalia.
Hey, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. And welcome, Nick.
Hello. How are we?
Very, very well. Now, Natalia is the Freezer Coordinator at Council, and Nick, you are on the Freezer Committee as well.
That's right, I am, and it's a great time, and, I've been loving it so far.
Yeah, fantastic. We had you on, I think, at the end of last year, and you guys were organising some all-ages gigs. How did they go?
Yeah, I want to say that was maybe about, like, a December or November I was last on. Feels like a lifetime ago. Yeah. All Ages was definitely a ride since then. We had so many changes that had to go on because of COVID. We had to change from indoors to outdoors. And at the end, it got down to about a week or two that we had to pull everything together. But I think it went amazing. We sold about close to, 900 tickets in the end.
That's phenomenal.
Which was incredible. We sold out our allocation and then some, I'm pretty sure. We had some amazing acts there. We had headliners in the chats and Teenage Jones, who I just found out the other day, Teenage Jones are actually playing for Amy Shark on Friday, which is, they're definitely going places.
Yeah.
And then we also had an amazing local support act, highly recommended by one of our crew members, Ziggy, who are St. Emerald. And then we also had a Triple J Unearthed winner in Dewey, who were also amazing. And I think everyone just had a great time there. It ran smoothly, even though I, as the event manager, was running around like a headless chicken the whole day. I think it just ended up going really great. And it just, honestly, it felt so good just to be back at a live in-person event and just feel the vibe that was there. And you may actually notice I'm wearing a cap for Sunset Sounds, which was just on Saturday at the Rochford Wines just past Coldstream, and that was also an amazing event to be at. So I just think that it's so great to be back, and I think that just really sums it up.
Yeah, and it's so true. Like, I mean, first off, hats off to you, literally. Like, you just described your event manager for the Freezer and, like, how much change and so hard with COVID to flip and flop around what you can and can't do and keep people safe. And this is you as a volunteer. This is you doing this above and beyond the rest of your life that's going on as well. So it's incredible how passionate you are about what you're doing, but also how important the work is. It sounds like you don't really understand giving people, young people space to actually get together and enjoy live music is so important more than ever now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it really, especially in the music and arts industry, really creates that feeling of community and just being together that's been really absent in the past 2 years or so with COVID. So I think just people, and especially young people, being able to get back out there and, you know, be around each other, whether that's, you know, at schools, at music events, at other events. I think it's just really great to be back out there, and I can speak for myself just being out and about amongst events in general. There's just a buzz going on at the moment, and it's so exciting. And even hearing before about ECOS, it just sort of put me in that mindset of, oh, yeah, the event set up and this and a whole schedule going on. And, as I said, it almost just creates a buzz of being back out and about and being in the community again.
Yeah, it's incredible. And Natalia, we've got a few events coming up, the Best Arts Festival coming up too, which is leading to how important it is to regather. We've got one coming up the 26th of March.
Yeah, that's I think the point that Nick made about connection is so valuable, and that's what we're aiming for with the Best Arts Festival on the 26th of March. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of different things happening. We'll have live music performances. We'll have workshops. The workshops will be on different things like acrylic pouring, songwriting, drumming. We'll have a dance workshop. We'll also have an Indigenous connection workshop that's using body percussion to learn how to tune in to one another. So it's going to be really fun and really dynamic where, you know, we're really wanting to create an opportunity and create a space for people to come together to connect after, you know, a really difficult last couple of years and to create art as well. I think we often, you know, can think of art as something that we go to a gallery to consume or we listen to music, and we're really wanting to do something where the community can come and produce their own art, which is why we're having workshops as well. So it's going to be very exciting. We're showcasing local youth talent. So we're very keen to showcase just how diverse and brilliant young people are in the Yarra Rangers community. Of course, it's not all young people. We've also got this amazing photography club for people with disabilities, and they're exhibiting their photography. So what we're aiming to do with our program is to really be as inclusive as possible and show how brilliant and diverse our community is and all the talents that we have here.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. So people to book and find out more, where can they go to?
So we should have some promo up on our social media this week. So if people want to head to Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Yarra Rangers Youth and we'll have our poster up. But we'll also be putting posters up all around the Yarra Rangers. So keep an eye out. We've got our committee of young people working hard, being busy bees. And, yeah, we'll be promoting it old school style, posters on the street. You can't really get much better than that, can you?
No, you can't. So Friday the 26th.
Saturday,
which is the second last day of Permaculture Week as well. Just a lot's going on that week.
A lot. And it's a free event, I just want to say. It's a free event. It's fun for everyone, for all the families. So bring your family, bring your mates. We're hoping to see everyone come together.
Yeah, connect and create and enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention where it is, actually. That's probably important. It's at Barringer Cultural Centre in Upway. So we're taking over a lot of the spaces there. They've already got some beautiful exhibits on at the moment. So we'll have our gallery accessible as well as their existing gallery. So come do some workshops, take in some awesome live music and take in some beautiful art.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And Nick, you'd be able to talk about the Defrosted Events recruitment happening in April.
Absolutely. And I think I'd love to make a little bit of a segue into that by teasing that I may or may not potentially be showcasing some of my photography work at BAF. And I think that's just one of the amazing opportunities that you can really have as a member of a freezer crew. And our freezer crew obviously is called Defrosted Events, for those of you who don't know. And I think when Natalia was talking before about diversity and inclusivity, I think that's something that we're really trying to weave into our team and our community as a whole. And so we're looking to increase our numbers from about April. So once we've finished up with BAF, and at any time really from now, we're looking to recruit some more local young people into Defrosted Events.
Just for those who don't know, BAF is Best Arts Festival.
That's the one. The one that Natalia just talked about.
Yeah.
So for those of you who, you know, are wondering, why should I join Defrosted Events? Well, I think it's, as a whole, a really great opportunity. And it's a really collaborative, community-feeling group of young people who just work together and love to plan and put on events for people in the Yarra Rangers. And one thing that I think is really amazing and key about the team that we have at the moment is, you know, we've had to go through so much over the last year or so with COVID, and we've been meeting online a lot, and we've had very few chances to actually be together as a group in person. And I was saying to Natalia just before we came on air that, you know, those opportunities that we have had to be able to be together in person, it's felt like we've done it all year. And we just have had that amazing chemistry, and everybody is just so supportive and energetic and collaborative. And I think it just makes for a great teamwork and a great environment to be involved in. So if you yourself listening, or anybody that you know who's a young person who might like to organize events or get any training opportunities at all, or just have some fun and some great snacks and be involved in events, we would love to have you on board. So Natalia, where can they find out more about that?
Thanks, Nick. So you can find out more by, again, going to our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth, or if you go to the Yarra Rangers Council website and type in youth, all of our opportunities will come up and you'll see defrosted events there too. So we meet once a week on a Thursday on Zoom from 5 till 7pm, and we're aiming for monthly in-person meetings as well. But I'm the person that coordinates the program. So if you pop onto our website and you fill in the form, you'll be put on to me, and I'm happy to speak with you or any young people that you know. It's really a good opportunity to develop leadership skills. We do trainings on a range of different things. So it's an opportunity for you to come with your ideas for projects and bring your projects to life. I think a big thing about COVID has been the lost opportunities that young people have had. So Freezer, or defrosted events as we call ourselves, gives young people the opportunity to, come up with an idea and make it happen. And with all the resources that council has and the funding that we get from the state government to bring a project to life, I think is really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can even just further on that and speak to one of the upcoming opportunities that we actually have. So we are actually getting somebody in to have a bit of a talk to us and give us a bit of a workshop from Acast, which is a podcasting platform. So, you know, that just gives you an idea of sort of the diversity and range of training opportunities that we have. So for any of us who are currently in defrosted events who are really interested in a podcasting sort of platform, you know, we're going to have someone come in for a session or maybe more to sort of talk to us about that. So it's amazing, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Natalia and Nick. To find out more, just go to council website and search youth, or on the socials and Youth Yarra Rangers. And welcome back to the Council's Connection show. And next we have Jo from Eastern Volunteers. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Now, you're organising a volunteer expo at the moment.
I sure am. So Eastern Volunteers, in partnership with Yarra Rangers Council, we're being funded to promote volunteering within the Yarra Rangers. So Volunteering Yarra Rangers Roving Expo. It is a bit of an expo with a difference. We'll be heading out to Turnside Park, Lilydale, Hillsville, Yarra Junction, Warburton and Belgrave across all Wednesdays in March and April. So we're visiting different locations at different times. If anyone likes to learn more about them, please give me an email at volunteering@easternvolunteers.org.au. It's a really great opportunity for everyone in the community to come down, find out what opportunities are in their community and near them and what they're interested in. And for any organisations listening, feel free to send an email through to that volunteering email. I'd be happy to promote any volunteering opportunities that you have.
Yeah, thank you, Jo. Yeah, it's been, Yarra Rangers have a really strong tradition of a high level of people volunteering in the community, and so many great community groups doing, and organisations doing a lot of work. It's all volunteer based, so it's really great work that you're doing to sort of promote the opportunities of volunteering, but also support those organisations to recruit new volunteers. Now we can actually run events. It's quite exciting to get back into community and get connected.
It's great to be out in community speaking to everyone, and volunteering absolutely is going ahead post-COVID, so it's really great to have that promotion for volunteering again.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much. So that email address is volunteering@easternvolunteers.org.au. And is there a bit of a website presence too where you can find out more about where and when they're happening?
Yeah, so just at easternvolunteers.org.au, and we can also call 03-9870-7822 to speak to me if anyone wants to find out anything more.
Thank you so much, Jo. And also you're on Facebook as well, Eastern Volunteers on Facebook, to see the regular posts. Are great to follow and see what's happening there as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much, Jo. Our next guests is Leslie and Sandra from the Yarra Centre. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Hi, Michael.
Yeah. Great to have you here today. People not aware of the Yarra Centre, it's right in the centre of Yarra Junction, so it's pretty hard to miss. Amazing facilities that you have and really community-minded events and programs you're running. But you've had a bit of a big win just recently with a national award.
Yes. So every year Aquatics and Recreation Victoria hold awards. So there's different categories for nomination, and one of the programs we run here at the Yarra Centre is Teenagers Table Tennis. We were nominated for the Community Impact Award for Teenagers, and we were up against a couple of other big sites, but also against Belgravia Leisure's own mental health training program.
So we thought we might not have been a shoo-in, and in fact, when we arrived at the awards show, we were sort of put down the side corner. So we thought, well, you know, maybe
they took us away.
Us away.
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
No, but and then they made the announcement that we'd won. I think we all went into a little bit of shock, because when you're up against, well, the company that actually runs the Yarra Centre.
Yeah.
And there's some amazing other programs as well. There were pop-up gyms, like a lot of programs that were obviously set up through COVID. There were some really quite big organisations, including obviously some big council-run sites. But what they did tell us, which is so true, is that really teenagers really represents everything that community is about. And I think when you look at what we have been through the last couple of years, everything going online, well, actually, having something that really represents real life, what's happening on the ground, is really, I think what we're all about anyway. And I think that's really probably what got us through.
Yeah, it's amazing, like, the work you do there. The camp's been working, I think now this is their 12th year, I think it is, they've been going for now. And people aren't aware, it's a table tennis club started 12 years, or grouped up about 12 years ago by some very passionate Ivor and his wife, to passionate people and a few others. And they have 20 people turning up twice a week, every week at the Yarra Centre playing table tennis. Really open, really friendly, not competitive. It's just such a warm and welcoming group to be part of. It's an amazing space. And you guys do a great job of providing that support and space for them to gather and connect and really enjoy living.
Oh, look, they've been amazing to us as well. Our two volunteers who run the program, Egon and Maureen. I mean, Egon this morning, I think Egon's 89 years young. Maureen, even with them this morning, Maureen was saying, look, she's learned how to make a cappuccino at home on her little machine, so she wouldn't mind learning just so that she can help us out to make her group their cappuccinos. We just released a whole new Active World. We've migrated over to a whole new Active World program, which is an app. And to actually see Egon download the app and then gather around some of the adults and show them how to do it, that's the sort of stuff that I just love. Everything's so intergenerational as well.
Yes.
And it's not just for older adults. We've also, teenagers also had some tournaments with three students as well, and anyone can join them.
I think they had a group with Upper Yarra too.
Mm. Upper Yarra High School as well, yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for today. We'll have you back again next month. Love to hear about the other groups and events happening at the Yarra Centre. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thanks, Michael.
And lastly, Judy. Thank you
for
waiting back at last.
Thank you, Michael, for having me here today.
So what's happening at libraries?
Yeah, we're very excited. Again, we're able to now do events and promote these events. We have got a Your Library, what it's called Autumn What's On at Your Library, a 50-page brochure of events throughout Eastern Regional Libraries. And we've got some wonderful events here that we're starting up. We have a chap called Lloyd Goodman, who is a Tillandsia air plants genius. He was on Gardening Australia late 2021, last year, and he's going to talk to us about his magnificent art formations of air plants, how to grow air plants, and incredible information about the his Eureka formation that he has on the top of the Eureka building. He's just one dunce. He's the guru of air plants. So it's going to be something you won't want to miss. It's part of our gardening group series. So that's on Monday, the 21st of March, from 2 till 3:30 here at Yarra Junction Library. So that's one of our events in our program. We've also got a man by the name of Bruce Watson and his wife, and they're going to have a talk about the man, the woman, and Edison phonograph, and it's about race, history, technology, and song. So it's talking about a multimedia presentation, tells the story behind the 1903 wax cylinder recordings of Tasmanian Fanny Cochran Smith. These are among the earliest Australian sound recordings, the only recordings of the Tasmanian language. So this is something that's not going to be, that you won't just see every day. So it's done in a story format, looking at genocide, reconciliation, technology, and the power of song. And his voice is incredible to hear.
Thank you so much, Judy. We're going to go, but if you want to find out more, then go to yourlibrary.com.
Events.yourlibrary.com. Got lots of wonderful events in here. Healesville Library also has got some amazing events. So have a look at our booklet online or come into our library, come and chat, and we'll talk to you about our events.
Thank you so much, Judy. And we'll see everyone again next month. That's us. And we'll see you again next month for more shows and more events. To find out more about events in the Yarra Ranges, please search yarranges.vic.gov.au and events as well.